We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Tetzaveh, and the Netivot Shalom had been discussing the two concepts of the menorah and the mizbeach, and he had said that these two mitzvot have Me'erev Ad Boker, the commandment that they should be lit, the fire should be lit all night long from evening till morning, and the Netivot Shalom had explained that the mizbeach corresponds to Su Mira, and the fire on the menorah corresponds to Asei Tov. And he had discussed that really each one of them has aspects of Su Mira and Asei Tov, that the fire of the mizbeach corresponds to the concept of the burning of the fire of Tavot, the consuming the Su Mira. And Su Mira is turn away from bad. The pasuk says Su Mira v'asei tov pakeh shalom v'rodfeu. Su Mira, turn away from bad, v'asei tov and do good. So the Chazal tells this is a way to advance in the service of Hashem. Su Mira, turn away from bad, and then advance to asei tov. And the Hasidim say that sometimes you can only turn away from bad through doing good. This sentence Su Mira, turn away from bad, v'asei tov and do good, is a sentence that's quoted very frequently in Hasidic works. And then he had quoted from the Yisod HaAvodah that he had said that the way to overcome the bad within a person is through toil, through getting excited over the Torah and the Avodah, the Torah and the service of Hashem. You can't do it just through intellect. And so we included the concept also of asei tov, doing good, the excitement of the kedusha that lights up the Jew in everything he does. Uchmochen hamnora, and just like we said that within the fire of the mizbeach we have the two concepts of su mira, so too within the fire of the menorah, sheinyana la'ir lechlal Yisrael be'or elokuto yitbarach, the concept of the menorah is to give light to the Jewish people with the light of God's being God, the fact that God is running the show. Kmo she'ira me'ora ba'asei tov b'kiyum ha'mitzvot v'avodat Hashem she'yiyu mitoch ora, just like its light gives light in the asei tov, that in the doing of mitzvot they should, our service of Hashem should stem from light. Kach ira me'ora b'su mira, so too the light of the menorah also gives light on the aspect of turning away from that, that a Jew should sense that the great King Hashem is standing upon him and sees what he's doing, and then he watches himself from doing any bad. Now, if we could just expand a little bit, there was a request to expand, so I'm listening to the request. If you want to veto that request, let us know, Yehuda. Because usually when I learn, I try to stick to the text. I figure if we're learning Netivot Shalom, you want to hear what he has to say, not what I have to say.
That's not true, though.
But Dani says that's not true. So if you decide that is true, let me know. Because I always assume you come to class. You want to see what the text says.
I think that's not true.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I think so, you want
something
you
like Rav Magadol. I come to class to hear the rabbi's interpretation of the text.
Say this, I just want to add a point that I think is what he means to say. I'm still focusing on what he means to say. Chazal tell us that the menorah, edut li Yisrael, the Gemara says that the menorah is testimony to the Jewish people. That Hashem says, it's true, I gave you a mitzvah to light the menorah from night to morning. But don't think I need the menorah's light. It's not that in my Holy of Holies I say, don't leave me in the dark, when it gets dark, turn on the light for me. That's not what Hashem is saying when he says, turn on the light. Because Hashem made a miracle, and the Ner Ma'aravi, the light remained lit throughout the day. It never turned off. The light stayed on all day long as well. Hashem says, I gave light for all 2 million people in the desert. I need you to light a light for me. No, this is testimony to the Jewish people that the Shekhinah is in their midst. The menorah attests to the fact that I am amongst Am Yisrael. That's the concept of the menorah. So I think that's what he's referring to when he says that the menorah gives light onto the Jewish people, so that when we perform mitzvot, it's in the light of the fact that Hashem is with us, Hashem is watching what we're doing. So our avodah is from that enlightenment, if we could say that, that the Torah is lighting upon our actions, the menorah is giving light upon our actions. By the same token, in the aspect of su mira, turning away from bad, the menorah is giving light upon her actions, takes a role in the Su'u Meira. Because when a person recognizes, wait a second, Hashem is watching what I'm doing, so he behaves differently. Al derech shebi'anu mamar katuv tashet choshech vi'ilayla botumos kol chay toyav. Like we explained the verse, that Hashem makes darkness, and then it becomes night, and then all the wild animals of the forest, they creep around. Then the pasuk says, tizrach Hashemesh. When the sun shines, yasifun, then they collect, they gather. That the pasuk teaches us, dekasher etzel yudi ubivchinat tashet choshech. The pasuk teaches us, when a Jew has a situation where he senses as though darkness has been placed upon him, sheino roe shakadosh baruch hu roe, he doesn't see in his personal life that God is looking and seeing what he's doing. His eyes have darkened from recognizing that the great king is standing upon him. Then all the different wild animals of the forest trample him. When he doesn't recognize that Hashem is looking at him, so then the forces of darkness take control of him. וכמאמר חזל, and like our sages taught, אין אדם עובר עבירה, אלא אם כן נכנסה בו רוח שטות. A person doesn't sin unless a spirit of foolishness overtakes him. וכן רוח של חשכות. So he says, so too we would add, so too a spirit of darkness. At the source of every time a person does something wrong is this sense of darkness, sense of Hashem's not seeing what I'm doing. Again, I'll add my own thought, I think it goes in line with this. I always say that the first step of doing tshuva is the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. I recognize Hashem is opposite me. If we'd recognize that, we wouldn't come to sin. The source of sin is that we lack that recognition. That we feel like I'm the boss, I'm alone. Or I'm contending alone. Not necessarily I'm in control. But even when I'm not in control, it's the feeling Hashem isn't with me. So at the root of every avera is the darkening of Shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid. I think that's the concept he's referring to here. Ve'ach tizrach Hashemesh kasher me'ira or liyudi. But when that sun shines, when the light turns on for the Jew, yasfun kol kochot ha'yetzer hara. So then the pasuk says, all the wild animals of the forest, they gather, they collect. So too the forces of the Yetzer Hara gather, ve'en lehem kol shlita alav, and they have no control over him. Uchma'amar mara nadmu baba zaya, b'meiti li nehora, v'tachfi lechon bata, kasher me'ir ha'or liyhudi, az nimogim kol kochot ha'choshech. When there's light that comes to me, he said, so then they all melt away. When the light shines upon a Jew, so then whatever forces of darkness come, they all melt away. Chmo deita al Shabbat shekol shultanei rugzin umare dedina kulu arkin veit avrumina. And like it says on Shabbos, that all the powers of anger and those that control taking a person to task, taking a person to justice in heaven, they all run away and they have to pass away because of Shabbos. Ki mipnei ha'or shel Shabbat Kodesh, shu bivchinat or ha'menorah, because of the light of Shabbos, which is that aspect of the light of the menorah, bochim u'mistalkim kol kochot ha'choshech. The strengths of darkness all run away, they all have to scatter and flee. U'bivchinat ma'amar ha'katuv, this is the aspect of the pasuk, va'aretz hayta tov vavo v'choshech, the earth was emptiness, void, darkness. Vayomer Elokim yehi or, what does God say? There should be light. Vayhi or, and there was light. Vezu gam haderech litkadesh bekdusha yetera. And this is also the way that a person can attain extra holiness. Shekasher yesh lo habirut shamelech hagadol omed alav v'roeh b'maasav. When a person has clarity, he recognizes that Hashem sees his actions. Mitnaheg b'chol inyanav katov b'inei Hashem. Then all his actions are done in the way that's good in the eyes of Hashem. It's interesting. I met a friend of mine who had a child in the hospital recently, and he was running back and forth on all the tests and all the different treatments the child needed. And I said to him, you know, it's very, very tough. A year ago this time, I had a son in the hospital, and there's a limit to how much people could help you. At the end of the day, you run back and forth and back and forth, and it's very, very tough. It's very taxing. So he said to me, yeah, it's tough, but at the same time, you feel like Hashem is mamash standing with you when you do it. Suddenly you have strength you didn't even know you had. When you need it, when you have to stand up to face difficult situations, suddenly then you recognize Hashem is with you. So that's what he's saying here. That when a person has clarity, that Hashem sees what he's doing, when we have that clarity, our whole life is different. We can deal with things differently. So his point was that the light of the menorah has an impact both when it comes to sur meira, turning from bad, because all the forces of darkness, they flee from the light of the menorah, and the light of the menorah also has an impact on the positive, the doing of good, from the essence of the light that God imparts upon a Jew. וזו הייתה תכלית של אור המנורה, and that was the essence of the light of the menorah, אשר העירה לכלל ישראל באור האלוקות המסלק כל מחשכים. That was the essence of the light of the menorah that gave light to the Jewish people with godly light that pushes away all darkness. Okay, so I think we'll pick up over here tomorrow.